Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. They really let me sing, let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. One final poll for you to guess on, Ike. Should Jack be forced to take a vacation day for only working 2 hours of the show from home, or is he just being a good dad? So the option, should take a vacation day, just a good dad. I mean,
I'll give him just a good dad.
I mean, fine. It's 53% should take a vacation day. It could be both.
What do you mean? They mean he should be charged with a vacation day?
Yes, of course he should. You can be a good dad and be charged with a vacation day. It should be both. He should have to take a vacation day. He didn't work today. He didn't do anything.
I barely heard him in that 2 hours.
Yes, yes.
What was he doing during that time?
He said he was sitting on the couch. It's the most insulting thing I ever heard. At least sit at a desk somewhere.
Or something. Yes.
Yes.
That's why he didn't want to have a video.
Well, and he said, by the way, when he asked me if this was okay, he said he would be on video. And then 2 minutes beforehand, I asked Luke, I was like, is Jack on video? I said, no, I don't think he's on video. And then before he left, he said, hey, I put up a bunch of Twitter questions. Oh, thank you, Jack. Oh, thank you, Jack. And Jack didn't tell Deep Voice Luke about the Eagles chant thing at the end.
Right. Yeah, just...
We had to figure that out. Thank Buzz helped out. Yeah.
Just took the day off.
Yeah, unbelievable. Wow. You want to get to your weekend picks here,
sure.
Ike? There it is. All right. Now, did Jack happen to give you our records so far this year? No.
Yes, I haven't.
Okay.
So, Ike, you're at 17-15 on the year. Not bad.
Another 3-1 week last week?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's not bad. Spike, you're at 14-18 on the year.
Okay. Mm. Was I 2-2 last week?
You were 1-3.
Okay.
That's tough.
It's worth mentioning.
Well, and you're taking a loss with the Eagles loss. Yes.
It's worth mentioning I am taking one for the team there.
Yes.
Okay. And where's Jack?
Joe. Oh, no, he's 15-16-1. I saw the 16-1 and was like, there is zero chance. Jack is 15-16-1 on the year.
Okay, yeah. Well, Ike, you as 3-1 last week, you will go first.
All right, and we're doing four games because the Eagles aren't playing, so we'll pick an extra game.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do four. Keep it
all
even.
Right. All right, I'm going to need another one then.
All right, go ahead. Take your time. Here
I'm
I go.
Take my time.
I'm rolling. All right. You know what? I looked at some of Costo's picks, and I was like, The only one I disagreed with was his Broncos money line versus Texans. I don't know. Broncos a good team, but it seems like the Texans are starting to round into form a little bit. Couple wins over the last couple of weeks. Defense is playing well. I like the Texans at home minus one versus the Broncos in that game. Then okay. I'm going to go with my weekly favorite, the Patriots, minus 5.5 versus the and by the way, all my spreads have come from FanDuel. I got my numbers, my spreads from FanDuel. So Patriots minus 5.5 versus the Falcons. I'll take that one. Big matchup Sunday, Chiefs and Bills. The line is telling me something. Chiefs minus 1.5 in Buffalo. That tells me they think the Chiefs are really better than the Buffalo Bills. I'll take the Chiefs minus 1.5 versus the Bills Sunday. And one that I don't feel necessarily clean about throwing out there, but who gives a damn? This is about winning. I got the Cowboys minus 3.5 versus the Cards.
You disgusting. I thought you were a Philly guy. You are not a Philly
guy. I got
guy.
The Cowboys minus 3.5.
Unbelievable. Well, I just thought of my fourth. So I have the
Deep Voice Luke, are you recording these?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. I'm taking the Niners minus 2.5 at the Giants.
Okay.
The Giants, now they don't have Scataboo.
And they ain't got nothing.
And I know the Niners, look, it's going to be Mac Jones again. I don't think Ricky Pearsall is going to play, but I trust the coaching staff of the 49ers and the infrastructure there over just a trash team in the New York Giants. So I'll take the Niners minus 2.5 at the Giants. I have the Lions at home minus 8.5 over the Vikings. I'm sorry. J.J. McCarthy is absolute trash, and the Lions are on a mission. That is a lot of points to lay, I know, but I am taking the Lions minus 8.5 against the Vikings. I also have the Texans minus 1.5 against the Broncos. I do think that is a, I don't know, if it was in Denver, it would be a different thing, but it's not. So I am taking Texans minus 1.5 against the Broncos. And I will take the opposite side of the Chiefs-Bills. One, because I need to look.
Got to catch up.
I need to make up ground. I also, it would be good for the Josh Allen portion of the program to get the win over Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. So I will take the Bills as home dogs against the Kansas City Patriots. And what are Jack's picks?
Against who?
Not did I say Kansas City Patriots? Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, it's been a long week already.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
Jack has three picks. I texted him about a fourth, so we'll see if that comes in.
Oh, he didn't text his picks in.
Yes.
Jack has Bears minus 2.5. The Bears minus 2.5 against the Bengals.
Okay.
And then he's got the Chiefs minus 1.5 against the Bills. So he's with you on that. Like, and then he's got the Texans minus 1.5 against the Broncos.
Well, we all have that same side.
Wow.
On the
that's not
game.
Good.
No. That means bet the other side. Bet the Broncos.
He'll put another one in by Sunday.
All right. Well,
he'll put another game in by Sunday.
He has to submit it today. We have to submit it today.
No, but I don't know if he's going to text back.
You don't think Jack's looking at his phone?
I don't think so.
You don't think Jack's looking at his phone?
He definitely is looking at his phone.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Pick a game, Jack. Yeah. Or it's a loss. It's got to come in by midnight or it's a loss. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Yeah, listen, man, it's a lot going on with this show, man. You got furry guys calling in. You got men lusting over men. You got all types of men calling each other boo and all that crazy stuff. I don't know what's going on with this show, but I need you to rein it in.
It has gotten out of control. It really has.
Yeah,
this
it's week. Been quite a week. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's you, Spike.
I'm just here doing a radio show.
You might as well go and hang a rainbow flag up in the studio.
All right.
All righty. There you go. It's all good.
Hey, listen,
yes.
Would I trade 3 first-round draft picks for Myles Garrett? Absolutely.
Yes.
I trade my mother for Myles Garrett.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I would trade my mom for Myles Garrett. But
well,
yeah, that goes to show I would trade.
She could have a nice life in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, she probably would.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Yep.
But, you know, I'm just saying how much I would want Myles Garrett here as an Eagle.
Sure.
I mean, I would trade 3 first-round picks and 2 players for Myles Garrett in a heartbeat. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, he's coming. He's going to be here. I got a feeling he's going to be here. I really do.
Can I tell you, if that trade happens, what a a meltdown in a good way in Philadelphia if we add Myles Garrett to this team, just as the team's starting to come together.
Does Cleveland play this week?
No, they're on a bye.
Ooh-wee.
Yes, sir. You have plenty of time for Andrew Berry.
And that means you have to worry about sitting him out this week or getting injured.
Nope.
So it's plenty of time to work on a deal to get Myles Garrett.
And look, he just signed the contract. But, man, that quote after the game on Sunday when they asked him about his five sacks,
yeah,
and he said he would trade five sacks for a win.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why he signed the contract, right? Like, they offer you that sort of money, and it's the team that you've played for your entire career.
The draft that you
sign it, but it's a complete different thing when you got to go through some loser season again.
And how about this? Then he looks and sees the roster.
Right.
He's like, hold on. We still don't have a quarterback. Like, this is going to be this way for the next 4 years.
Yeah, how's it going to change?
Cleveland can use those three draft picks.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yep. They can utilize it and let this guy free
from
just purgatory. You know what I mean? Come here. Well, come to Philadelphia and come to a championship organization. Hey, Spike, listen, I got a problem here,
okay,
right?
All right.
Now, I don't like how you are making a mockery out of the Sixers season.
I'm not.
Now, this is what I've come up with, right? I think that you're making a mockery out of the Sixers season because Joel Embiid's not leading the charge.
No, I'm not.
If it was him averaging 37 points and him being against center forward of this team, I think you'd be talking championship. But now you're talking about we got to celebrate cups.
Well, no. Here's why. Now, you said you weren't going to talk about Embiid.
No,
well, I'm not talking about Embiid.
I'm talking about the Sixers.
Okay. So I think you're looking at it in a different way. I understand why you think that's what I'm thinking. But the reason that I don't think they can win, the reason that I'm not thinking championship is that this team is not good enough to win a championship if Embiid is not in full form. I think Maxey's great. I think Edgecombe's great. I think McCain's great. But they are not at that level. So the reason that I don't want to talk about a championship is not because it's not Embiid, but if Embiid was at top level, if you have a top five player, you have a chance to win a championship. If you don't, you don't really. So I'm encouraged by them. And I think the biggest reason that I don't want to talk about that stuff is that I want to give the team a chance to grow and win and be fun before people start ruining the experience of it, but with expectations. They can't win the championship this year without Embiid being Embiid. They just can't.
I disagree with that. But I mean, you don't think that Maxey's the top five player in this league right now?
No.
I'm talking about right now.
No.
I mean, the league is scoring.
That's fine. He's had a great week. He's not a top five player.
No.
And we've been through this.
What makes him not a top five player?
Here's the thing, Chuck, is that, and this is the unfortunate truth. Hold on, man. This is the unfortunate truth about what Maxey can be, is that when you look in the history of the NBA, the number of teams whose best player is a 6'1 guard that have won a championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not a list. So Damian Lillard, let's talk about Damian Lillard, who was excellent, an amazing player. Amazing. The best that team ever did and pretty good team around him too, was a fluky conference finals run once. Mm-hmm. And Damian Lillard was an awesome basketball player. Totally awesome. If Tyrese Maxey is as good as Damian Lillard, amazing. I guess they are not, if their second best player right now is a rookie in Vijay Ejikum, they're just not there.
But can't you add to that though? I mean, this is not the finished product. But I'm saying Tyrese Maxey has proven that he can score with the best of them. Why are you judging by his height? I mean, I've never seen somebody that's 7'2" that shoots 3-point shots win a championship either.
Well, maybe
one of those guys.
I don't know. Nikola Jokic 2 years ago?
Jokic is not. First of all, Jokic plays a different style of basketball.
You asked me a question and I gave you an answer. Chuck, how about this? You give me the long list of teams that have won an NBA championship when their best player is a 6'1" guard.
I'll take a conference
Give me the list.
Isaiah Thomas, okay? Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson never won a championship.
I'll take a conference final and he never even made it to the second.
No, we're not. See, all right. I'm gonna hang up on you, Chuck, because you're making this about Embiid. I'm not. I asked you for the list.
What I'm stating to you is this. I'll take a conference finals appearance at this point.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Than anybody's ever done in 20-some years here.
That's not what we're talking about. I said I do. Oh, I would be.
God.
All right. Goodbye, Chuck. I don't know what anybody wants me to say. It's true. Tyrese Maxey is not a top five player.
No.
He's not
a top five player, no.
He's not. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine.
First of all, you got to do this for a whole year.
Yes.
Not just for four or five games. It's hard to go from, I don't think he's been all NBA at all yet, has he?
No, he made one All-Star team.
Made one All-Star team. And he
think one.
Been,
yeah.
Yeah. And he hasn't been all NBA.
No.
So it's hard to go from not making all NBA to being top five.
Like top five. All right. Giannis, better. Jokic, better. Luka, better. SGA, better. Steph Curry, better. Okay, there's five.
Yeah,
there's five.
He didn't even get into all the Jason Tatums and...
Right.
He's injured, but still, you know...
I didn't mention Wemby.
Anthony Edwards, Wemby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't even get into all those guys.
There's a lot of great players in the NBA, and if Tyrese Maxey can be top 15, that's what we're hoping for.
If you're one of those top... You make one of those all-NBA teams, one of the three, you're a top 15 player.
Yes, and if you want to say... He could be an important part. He could be the lead guard on the team. All those things are true. But to say right now that this team, as constructed now, without Embiid being Embiid, can win a championship, yeah. I'm sorry. I just don't think that is a realistic thing. And if you go into it thinking it, look, if it happens, wonderful. But if you go into it saying that is the expectation for this year, you're just going to wind up upset at the end. When they didn't, you're going to be mad at them. And I just don't think it's a realistic expectation unless Embiid rounds into Embiid form.
Well, you know what's going to happen from this, because this is kind of where Chuck is at. I could sense it. And he's not alone. Because there are people out there that are sort of anti-Embiid or frustrated with Embiid that they are so excited to watch this team play with these young players. Their thought process is as long as he stays out of the way, the sky's the limit. They can go do great things. So... His almost optimism that he has in the team is somewhat driven by the fact that he feels like it's a new era of a team playing.
Sure.
And so he wants to be optimistic. But you got to do this for a whole year. And I'm with you. If you're talking about winning a title, you're not doing that without Joel Embiid.
Not as presently constructed.
Not on this team. Yeah. No. Like not with this team. Like you're not doing that. You need him as well.
Yes, to win a championship.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make it, my whole thing on Embiid is I get it. Like, I do not have high expectations of Joel this year. Mm-hmm. I don't. If it happens, great.
You'll settle for the cup.
I will settle for the cup. The truth is that this team
mm-hmm.
can't win a championship without him doing that. And that is why I want to make this year, I want this year to be able to be exciting and a positive and a move forward without winning a championship, because I understand that the Joel Embiid thing could just disappear in a second.
Yeah.
You know, one quick thing before we get out of here. So I mentioned
text line.
Oh, yeah, text line. 1 minute on this. Give me 1 minute on Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
So
disrespect another great.
Well, this was after the 18-inning game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to give context. The 18-inning game, Shohei Ohtani was a designated hitter and walked five times. He had nine plate appearances, but walked five. He only had four normal at-bats where he didn't walk. And I think he was...
Four extra base hits, too.
Yes. He was intentionally walked four of those. So it's not even like he needed a work walk. Okay. This is from Sports Illustrated. Ohtani kept ducking into the clubhouse between at-bats to make sure he was hydrated and to treat his fatigue. At one point, so haggard was Ohtani that he returned to the dugout wearing an alternate cap, one with the script D rather than the interlocking LA. A coach whispered in his ear, "Dude, you got the wrong hat." Ohtani spun on his heels and returned to the locker room to get the proper one. Okay. First of all, he doesn't even have to wear a hat because he doesn't go into the field. So it doesn't matter what hat he's wearing.
That's true. He's wearing a helmet.
Why is he haggard and fatigued after designated hitter? For like he was doing the same thing we were for most of the game.
Why has his hat changed?
Yes. Yeah, well, he's going into the clubhouse. He's so fatigued.
Yeah, he's put on a different hat.
He's so fatigued and dehydrated and haggard as a DH who walked five times?
Yeah, see, that's the whole, now we're propping up, we're trying to build up the story.
Yes, yes, the legend
the
of
legend
it.
Of yeah. Yeah. Even I was like, huh?
Yes. And also, he was blind the whole game. And also, he was actually feeding the homeless in the clubhouse.
How did he get a wrong hat, though?
Yes.
How did that happen?
And who cares? He doesn't go into the field with the hat. It doesn't matter. He doesn't even have to wear a hat at all.
They don't wear hats under their helmets?
I don't think so anymore. No.
Remember they used to do that?
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
I'm thinking of Little League.
Yeah, Little League, you did it. So you could just run out to the field afterwards? No, they have somebody to bring you your hat nowadays. But he doesn't have to go into the field. All right, whatever. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And his backside.
Woo, boy!
Ike still describing Myles Garrett's physical features.
Yeah, I knew that was coming back to haunt.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, he was impressive.
Yep. Girl!
Girl!
Hey, girl, what's next?
Dear Mr. Yagaroff, I'm running to alert you that Jack Fritz only worked half a day today and did so at home. Please let the executive team know and also send them my love. Sincerely, Bootlicking Spike.
Yep.
Joe and Drescher.
Yep. I'm going to let the corporate team know. I'm making sure he gets docked.
That's right.
Yeah. He gets docked a half day. Look, you work a half day. And saying a half day is generous.
That's true. Yes.
Is generous.
Yeah, being generous.
Because Luke did most of his other work. All he did was turn on the Comrex for 2 hours. You know, so, all right, what's next?
Spike, whenever someone says the process was a failure.
The process ended years ago!
Spike, after the Sixers are undefeated because Embiid isn't allowed to play that much. Daryl Morey is the process. Mike in Havertown.
100%. I see no problem with any of that logic. It works for me. Yeah, all right. Yep. I don't even know what to say. It's correct. What's next?
I'll tell you what. It smells better than it normally does. Jack at home, not working in the same room with someone who doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
First of all, he doesn't work in the same room as me. Second thing, I don't smell. And third thing, if you want to talk about something that smells
Seriously,
here at the station, it is Jack's little producer studio.
Booth, when he's in there.
Not right now, though.
Yeah.
No, yes, because he's not in there.
Dude, his flatulence in that room is horrifying.
Yeah.
Sometimes I make the mistake of opening it to say something to him.
Me too.
Yeah, it's awful.
He doesn't even say anything.
No.
He doesn't say just, I'll come out. It's like, you open the door looking at it, whoa, man.
Yeah.
It hits you right in the face.
And there's computers. I'm sure the inside of the computers is rotted out because of the it's disgusting.
I've come in here after him producing sometimes.
It's awful.
It smelled bad.
Yeah, it's awful. What's next?
What's good, playa? I see you, fam.
Sassy Elliot arriving at the cookout.
Arriving at the cookout.
Girl.
I see you, fam.
I see you, fam. What's next?
Man, I look great. I could get used to this. Broads dressing up as Spike for Halloween.
Oh, that's actually funny. Oh, man, bro. I'm just keeping a seat warm. What's next?
I'm not saying Spike is uber competitive, but after caller Kathy declared to camera the biggest bully of the station, Spike came in today and hit Jack with two shut-ups and even had another shut-up for Nick Costos. Tim in Newark.
Well, yeah, I got to be the biggest bully, too. Who's next tonight, D-Force Luke?
Buzz.
Oh, Buzz is hanging up there tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I get Buzz on the way home.
6 o'clock Buzz.
Yeah, 4 hours of Buzz on Halloween night.
Oh, my God. That is.
What is he doing? His top 10 candies?
Yeah, he should. He should. On Halloween night, he should be doing candies.
This is the day you can waste that.
Yeah.
Show.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Absolutely. All
what
right.
What did John Johnson do tonight? He has to take a night off from candy, doesn't he?
Well, he works last night, not tonight, right? So he works Monday morning is his first one. So I bet John's not on tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Buzz is next. Beware. And we will talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Whenever you're ready, No, stop it.
He's got to say go birds first.
EBL, you were working well today.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go Birds!
Get away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the touchdown, one, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagle!
E-L-E-S, crank it up.
E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, Birds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.